First time I'm too tall for it.
You said all week that it really wasn't that big of a deal because you guys hadn't been on the teams that have lost every time. But at the end of the game, you throw your headsets down, and I know that's an emotional victory for you guys. Are you going to tell us that it really didn't mean as much as...
Yeah, it was emotional. I mean, I'm proud as can be of our team. We played a tough game in a tough road environment, an NFC team, a road win. You know, we had some adversity, a pick six early that we had to overcome. Our defense hung in. That was a tough, hard-fought game. Of course, we're going to be excited for it. But, you know, we didn't carry a banner here that said, you know, remember that we never won in Washington. We don't dwell in the past. This team stays in the present. And the only thing we needed to worry about was the 11 guys that they were going to put on the field on offense, defense, and special teams. And believe me, they got some good players. I mean, that was a tough, hard-fought battle. But we were glad to get the win.
Why did you decide to go for it on 4th and 1 late in the game? And what did it prove that you guys did? What did it mean to the team that you made that, converted that one?
Because I got confidence in the team being able to pick that up. We had been thrown for a loss on the other, or not thrown for a loss, but didn't make the other one. Even if we don't get it, which we're not thinking about, but even if we don't get it, we are a good field position there. And, field goal still just ties the game. You know, it wasn't like we were up one or two. In that situation, we'd probably go for the field goal right there. But that was as big a play as there was. You know, Matt did a great job finding that thing and picked that up. We executed well in a lot of areas. Their defense made it really tough on us. They blitzed all day. They made their plays. We made ours. They had a gutsy performance too. It was certainly not easy.
Did you ever debate it?
Two plays after that, the touchdown to Calvin. Matt said it was a really perfect coverage play. Just talk about that play, and does it go to just two guys being able to make a play?
Yeah. Well, when Calvin's covered, he's still open. So we'll be as conservative as we can and try to score touchdowns.
When on that 4th down, was there any internal debate, or were you all the way just on game?
Who would I be debating with?
Yourself? I don't know.
I don't argue with myself very well. I'd lose most of them. We needed to be able to pick that up because 10 points at that point is much, much different than 3 points or 6 points. 10 versus six is a huge, huge difference. 6 versus 3, not as much of a difference. Field goal still ties. It doesn't beat you. So, we were also able to take some more time off of the clock. You know, we got the onside kick, even though we didn't really get it, but they didn't get the ball 10 yards. Our offense went out there, kept the clock running. Sam did a good job punting the ball through the end zone like we wanted to. Other than when we were trying to keep them in bounds and Machine got the foul for the defenseless receiver, I thought we played an excellent 2-minute drive. We had a good goal line stand there. You know, and again, that game's a lot different when they need 7 as opposed to 3. You know, because 3, they can, get in field goal range and a lot quicker. And getting that touchdown, moving or getting that 4th down and getting the touchdown, I mean, those were the 2 plays of the game.
You didn't have great field position all day, really. And that last was that a statement drive, that last one that Stafford took him down, that you guys convert the 4th down and get the touchdown? Is that kind of a... Sounds like
they
call it a statement.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd label them that, but, in the opener, we got contributions from a lot of offensive players, and we did the same thing in this game. Chris Durham had a big catch. Nate Burleson made a couple big catches. Ryan Broyles, his first action of the year. Joe Farrier, another ugly duckling touchdown. Calvin, touchdown. We got contributions from a lot of guys. Sheff had a big first down reception. Joyke ran the ball really hard, protected the football. Good in the passing game too. Everybody contributed to it. And that's when we're at our best offensively.
Can you talk to him just a little bit about the process of going and making the decision that Reggie wouldn't go? Did he want to go?
Well, that's not his call. We have to do what's right. Every player is competitive and every player wants to go out there and play. But, the injury that he was dealing with is a little different than maybe if he was a quarterback or an offensive lineman, or something like that. He can't control what's going on when you're a running back. You can't control where they're going to tackle you and things like that. And he worked his butt off to get ready to play. I mean, he was in the training room 24 hours a day. He was sleeping with, apparatus on and stuff like that to try to get ready to play. But I just made the decision that in this case, you know, we needed to have healthy guys in there, and he understood completely.
Matt said you guys had no pictures in the first half. How difficult is that to make adjustments when you don't have that?
Yeah, well, they were down before the game. When I went out there before the game, they said that they were down, and the whole first half we were flying blind. Our coaches were doing a good job of making adjustments and things like that without being able to see pictures. And I want to I want to recognize to Mike Shanahan and Bruce Allen, they shared their pictures in the second half. They knew that we were at an advantage, and you know, they don't have to in that situation, but I thought it was a very sportsmanlike move. And that shows the class that they have, and it's the class of the Redskins organization that they did that.
Did you like your defensive line would be able to get that type of pressure on Griffin?
He's hard to get down now. I mean, he kept giving ground. I mean, those guys got after him hard, but he still made plays with his legs. You know, luckily we were able to make just a few more than they did.
Jason, the effort by Schwartz.
My effort wasn't.
The quarterback.
I got a torn rotator cuff.
But I mean, from how the game started, with and then how he managed everything through so many different receivers, but also got it to Kelvin. Describe his effort.
Outstanding. You know, I mean, it's tough to win on the road. We took a weapon like Reggie, and he wasn't available. And, you know, offensive game plan-wise, Scott Linehan, Matt Stafford, they didn't miss a beat. You know, we had our guys, and, you know, they were able to execute. But, you know, it's tough to win on the road, particularly in a place like this. You know, I think it's documented how tough it is to win here. And a lot of that has to do with the quarterback.
Jason Jones, what's going on?
Jason Jones will be out for the season. He ruptured his patella tendon.
Coach, how important, you know, at that last minute, making those all four downs to get a field goal as opposed to, you know, touchdown, first, second, whatever, just to keep them out of the end?
Absolutely, no question. And we were straight man on all those plays. Our guys did a great job. Our defensive line did a great job of bringing pressure, and we almost intercepted. I mean, we had a couple chances there that we almost intercepted that would have ended the game. But, you know, those are plays we probably need to make over the long haul. But, you know, that changed the end game. I mean, if they score a touchdown there, and now we're only up three, you know, I don't know if we're just running the ball on three downs and punting it. You know, we're probably, you know, we got to pick up a first down in that situation. So it would have changed the whole strategy. We were very fortunate that we rose up and made those plays, and it's difficult now. I mean, you got to defend every inch of the field when Griffin is a quarterback. Quarterback draw, sprint, all their receivers, you got to defend the run. I mean, it was a difficult situation.
Jim, earlier in the week, Dominic Raiola had said to us that we were asking him about the streak that this team has. You know, there's other demons that they've got. You guys have to essentially exercise. In your mind, is this victory, winning in a tough environment on the road, is it a step in the process, or where does that rank for you?
It's our second win of the year. It's a road win. It's an NFC win. Those are all important enough reasons to win the game. I mean, you know, every week's tough in this league, and you know, I was proud of the team. I don't think it means anything more than that. It was a tough win. It was on the road. It was an NFC win. And, you know, now we got to put it behind us, and we got to move on to Chicago Bears. I mean, another tough NFC North opponent.
Do you think that's the first time the Kelvin Johnson rule went in your favor?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, when we saw it, I mean, it was pretty obvious that it was going to get overturned. I mean, it's the exact same play that, you know, that's happened a bunch of times. I mean, I'm not known for my calm or anything like that, but if that wouldn't have got overruled, I'd have had a difficult time. I might have had a conniption, whatever that is. I might have popped up. I'm sort of wired in the game anyway. But I, you know, I mean, I don't know if you noticed there, all the players on both teams moved back.
Oh right.
You know, so they saw it. Their coaches saw it. We saw it. I mean, it was. I mean, you know. I mean, that was what happened.
Couple more
I wanted to ask
coach.
You about Slay. Was that's a coach's decision, starting Mathis? No injury there?
Yeah, no injury there. Mathis has given us really outstanding play. And, you know, it's we're in a situation where Slay's going to – let me say this. Slay's going to be an outstanding player. We have all the confidence in the world in him. But as a rookie, there are just so many things that he's seeing for the first time. This was a very difficult game plan defensively. Because of the option, you had, like I said, you have to defend every inch of that field. You have to defend the zone stretch game. Our guys hung in there on that. The option, the play action, You know, holy mackerel, that's a tough, tough thing. And we had a lot of adjustments, a lot of different thing. And Rasheen has really been a valuable player for us. And he stepped in, did a nice job. I'd like to see him intercept that one ball and keep our blood pressure down just a little bit for the end of the game. But he did a nice job.
Last question for Coach. Jason Jones for a second, just how big a loss is that for you? He's obviously going to get three new signings.
Yeah, but, you know, we got other guys that, you know, Willie Young is playing outstanding ball. Ziggy, even though Ziggy left the game for a little while also, he was able to get back in the game. You know, and then Devin Taylor has shown some really good things. He's only been active for one game, but it'll be his time to step up also. All right, fellas.